Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the show Get the Answers to Life's Questions, a show that was designed so that you'd have a place to ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answers that your guidance wants you to know, the answers that can help you to make those changes. So if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And remember, if you want to know what it is that's holding you back in your life, you can schedule a free 20-minute discovery session by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and clicking on the Schedule Now button. We will spend 20 minutes looking at what it is that's keeping you from living the life that you could actually love. And this is, as I said, something that is free for anyone who's connecting with me for the first time. All righty. And this show is supposed to be about where you belong. I never know if we're actually going to talk about what I've put on there or not. But we'll see. So let's go to our first caller from area code 336. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Barbara. This is Dale.
Hi, Dale. What can I do for you today?
Yes, I just want to thank you for I don't know if you remember me, for this past Saturday, you did a discovery.
Yes.
With me. Yes. And I happened to catch your show today, and I just wanted to call in and see if I can get a question asked.
Sure. What's your question?
Well, mine's more spiritual, on my spiritual journey here. And I don't know if you can answer that question about spiritual soulmates or spiritual. I've just been wanting someone in my life and been praying. I know some people ask for love and all this and stuff, but I'm very serious about this. This is one of my prayers. So I'm just kind of hoping and praying that someone come in my life that I can connect with on the spiritual journey that I'm on.
You are looking for a divine partner.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me see what they're going to show me about you and your divine partner. Okay, the first thing I'm hearing is that you will have choices. You will have three different ones to choose from. And these people are going to be showing up in your life soon. You haven't met any of them yet, but it should be soon. So this is an opportunity for you to decide what it is that's actually important to you. What qualities do you want in a mate? I don't know if this is something you've already done and made a list and all of that kind of
yes,
stuff.
Yes, I have. I have wrote it down and I had gave it to the God of the universe and what qualities I'm looking for. Some people say you shouldn't be you shouldn't do that, but I think you should because of things in my life. I'm 51 years old, so I've experienced a lot of things. And, I know what I'm looking for and what they're looking, I want us to be mutual, I want to be what they're looking for too.
Right. And one of the things that guidance always completely slips my mind as soon as I start talking, always mentions to me is that the qualities that we look for in our mate should be qualities that we have.
Exactly.
Yeah, because if we don't have them, we're not going to attract them. Because it's not someone who's not like you that you attract. It's actually someone who is like you, is like you are on both the subconscious and the conscious level. And that's another area that people often miss. Because if you have subconscious beliefs that say that you're not worthy, and one of the things that you have on your list is someone who knows their worth, well, you don't match on the list because you don't believe that you're worthy. So they want to make sure that you are in alignment with what you are looking for.
Exactly.
Okay. So they said there will be three, and they're coming soon, and you haven't met any of them yet. Is there anything that she needs to know? Be yourself.
Well, you said it'd be three. Well, that's kind of hard to choose. So do you know that one of them three is going to be the one that I choose? I mean, is it someone that stands out more that I would know this is the one that...
Well, the whole thing about it is that there isn't just one. We're often led to believe that there's one soulmate, and when we find that one, everything will be wonderful. And my guidance is always telling me there isn't just one. You get choices because that's what life is about. So you get these choices so that you can decide which one of these three really fits with you, which one feels right in your heart, which one is what you're looking for. Because each of them is going to have some qualities, but I'm not sure that any of them are going to have all of the qualities on your list. Plus, you may change your mind about what qualities you want once you meet them. So the whole point is for you to get to know them and to actually have fun, interact, be yourself, and see who you feel most comfortable with. They're saying that there's not one of them that's going to be like, oh, yeah, this is the one, and if you pick this one, your life's going to be wonderful. They're saying each of them have things that they can contribute to you and to your evolution, and you could contribute to them and their evolution. So there's not just the one. So get the whole idea of the one out of your head. And that's why they say have fun. See who feels best.
Okay. So do you think it'd be, you say soon, you don't know exactly, like maybe next year or beginning or?
Oh, they never give me timelines.
They
never
give you time?
Never.
So just be open and ready. Yeah. To meet some people. Okay.
So they say be ready from this moment forward because I have soon could be 10 seconds from now. It could be 10 weeks from now. So from this moment forward, be yourself. Have fun.
Okay.
And just see how it feels when you interact with the new people that are coming into your life.
Okay. All right, then. I'm
so I guess
that.
this is your challenge to, you know, just be yourself and have fun no matter what from this point forward, and just live your life and enjoy it. And
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I kind of don't have any more about that. Just on the spiritual journey and new things, and things are coming to me, and it's just awesome. I know there's a change in me, so, you know, that's the reason I've been praying for someone like that, like a partner, so I can share some things with them. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. And, okay, hold on. Let me check and see what this is that they're saying. Okay, and make sure that you are not approaching this relationship from a feeling of you have to have someone in your life.
Okay.
You need to be complete and whole in yourself in order to attract someone who is complete and whole in themselves. You don't want someone who's desperate looking for someone to complete them. So please, don't be that way. Don't put out that kind of energy. That won't bring you what you're looking for. You know, love and accept yourself exactly as you are. You know that you're wonderful. You know that you're evolving. You know that things are just going to get better and better. So whenever you meet someone, just be that person, that wonderful, here I am, aren't I wonderful person.
Okay. That's exactly what I would do. I'm going to do.
Wonderful. And by all means, let me know what happens.
I will. And I do. You are friends with me on Facebook, so I will keep up with you and hopefully get a chance to talk to you more on some other things personally. Yes.
Wonderful. And I will put you in the group. Let me write myself a note.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, and have an absolutely fabulous day. Go out and do something fun. Who knows who
well,
you
Well, I'm working today, so it's kind of misty rain here, so and it's chilly. So, but I'm going to have a wonderful day wherever I am. So I'm inside or outside, I'm going to have a wonderful day. So, yes.
Great. Well, thanks for calling, Dale.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, okay. Our show is supposed to be about where you belong. Where do you belong? Where do you belong? I've met a lot of people who have been looking for the answer to that question all of their lives. They've always felt like they didn't belong wherever they were. You know, like they were born into the wrong family, the wrong time, the wrong body, the wrong blah, blah, blah. And, you know, guidance has always told me that we make a lot of decisions about our lives before we are born. We choose our parents, our relatives, all those wonderful people who are going to play in our lives. And then we get born and we forget that we've made these choices. Because not knowing that we've made these choices makes life interesting. And in some senses, it makes it kind of fun. You know, it's like reading a book. If you knew the ending, why would you bother to read the book? So our lives are like that. And sometimes we choose to be born into circumstances where we don't feel that we fit in. And this is part of our choice. So where you belong is wherever you decide you belong. After all, you're the one that decided you didn't belong. So if you decided you belonged, that's still just your choice. Because we are never victims. It is never a situation where the universe is doing this to us and we don't have any say in it. Remember, we create whatever we experience. We shape what we experience. It's like what I was telling Dell, that if she had a belief within her that she's not worthy, and yet one of the qualities that she wants to have in some, this person that she finds is a strong sense of self-worth, someone who has a strong sense of self-worth is not attracted to someone who feels that they are not worthy. They're attracted to someone who also has a strong sense of self-worth. Now, you may see little variations on this, you know, like someone who thinks that their job is to save the world, then they're always looking for someone who needs to be saved. But they don't see the people that they are saving as their equals. So if you want to have a relationship where you're viewed as an equal, it can't be with someone who has saved you, because they don't see you as their equal. They actually see you as less. Because if you didn't see them as less, you wouldn't see them as needing to be saved. So that all those, you know, kind of fairy tale things where the handsome prince rides up and saves the damsel in distress, you can't really have happily ever afters with those, because that handsome prince is always going to be looking for someone to rescue, because that's what handsome princes do. So once he's rescued the damsel in distress, then he either has to change his life's purpose or find a new damsel. So many of the things that we get taught in our lives and in our society as being this is the way it's supposed to be, they don't actually work. But nobody tells us that. Because all of the fairy tales end with happily ever after. I really love that movie where they were doing the Brothers Grimm. And, you know, it was like one of the fairy tales, only there wasn't any happily ever after. It was really kind of dark and kind of scary. Which is what those stories were originally like. But over time and through many different people's interpretations and renditions, they became the happy little stories that we know. You know, there were various times throughout history where one of the ways that you controlled your children was to scare them. And so you told them stories about the horrible things that would happen if they didn't listen to you, if they did something you told them not to do. The funny part about that is that a lot of that you still see in a lot of religions. Because if you don't follow the rules, whatever the rules are of that particular group, then you're going to go to hell. And hell is this horrendous place where you're going to burn in the eternal fires, even though you don't have a body. But that's a scare tactic. That's something that you use to control someone else. That's one of the reasons why I tend to have a problem with most organized religions, because of the scare tactics. Because so much of it is, you have to do it this way and only this way. And if you don't do it this way, then God's going to punish you. And that doesn't fit with who I am. And that certainly doesn't fit with my beliefs about God. Why would I want to be a part of a being who is going to be judging, micromanaging my life? And if you really think about it logically, it doesn't make any sense anyway, because God is the one who is doing everything throughout universes, throughout all infinity. And yet you're going to try to tell me that while God is out there, you know, making sure that all of the planets are rotating and everything is, you know, exactly the way it needs to be, that he really is going to be concerned about whether or not I'm wearing the appropriate clothing or in a relationship with the appropriate partner, whether it be race or age or sex or creed or whatever, that God is really going to be that petty. That's never really sat well with me. And it's just one of the things that just never really made any sense. We live on a planet where there are billions of people. So if God is marking down every little thing that anybody does wrong, I don't see how God has any time left for, you know, making sure the sun rises and all of that kind of stuff, because he'd be so busy marking down little marks every nanosecond, because we are always doing things that are not necessarily the right choice, the best choice. It's how we learn, which brings up that whole choice thing. You know, we were given the freedom to choose. And I believe that. We have been given the freedom to make whatever choice we choose to make. I have no problems at all with that. I do have a problem, however, with saying that God has given us the freedom to make our choices and yet set up a system where if we don't make the right choice, and depending on who it is that's telling you, they're the ones that determine what's right or wrong, I guess, then we will be punished for all eternity. I mean, can you imagine actually doing that with your child? With telling them, okay, here's 10 things you can play with. You can play with any of them. Whatever it is you choose is absolutely fine. But if you take any of those 10 things and you do something that I consider to be wrong, I'm going to beat you. It's just that simple. Can you imagine doing that with your child? And yet we believe that the supreme being who is watching over all of us and all of the universes is that petty. I've never really been my cup of tea. But if that's something that you believe in, by all means, believe away. I'm not trying to get anybody to change their beliefs to match my beliefs, because you have the right to choose your beliefs. And what I believe is what's right for me. But that doesn't mean that it's right for you or anybody else in the whole world. And it doesn't have to be. I don't have this belief that I know that what's right and nobody else does. I think that each and every one of us knows what's right for us. And I know that each and every one of us has the same access to God, the angels, divine beings, whomever it is you see, as I do. And just because I can hear them talking to me doesn't mean that you don't have the right to hear them talking to you. It's something that I learned, and it's something that you can learn. It's also something that a lot of people are just gifted with. And if you want to be gifted with it, ask. Ask them to give to you. That's how I got the ability to use my third eye. I asked for it. What should I want to be able to see? And now I can see. And I know that there's still more seeing to be done. So that gift is still developing. Well, you know, everything is always evolving, always changing. That's the whole basis of life. So you're never going to reach a point where you just sit there and go, oh, well, I've done it all now. It's all been done. It's over. Because everything is always evolving. Everything is always changing. And that includes you. So that whole idea of not belonging. As long as you hang on to that belief, you're actually hanging on to the past. Because in this moment right now, things are different than they were a few minutes ago. So if you believe that you don't belong, and you hold on to that belief, you're not actually living in the moment, you're living in the past. Because that belief came from the past, and you keep pulling it forward. What if you did belong? What if you could look at the situation and all of the people in it and see how it's actually benefited you? How the things you used to think were so terrible and this meant that this person didn't love me or this person did love me or whatever it is you decided. What if you could look at it now and see the benefit in the situation? That's one of the things that I am learning about my life. And I'm learning to let go of the negative feelings that I had surrounding situations and people because I thought they were out to hurt me. And now I can look at those same situations and I've asked my guidance to show me the truth. Show me what it is that I really was supposed to learn from this. And when I look at it from that viewpoint, I can see how it was actually beneficial to me. Even things that at the time I thought were horribly mean towards me. They were just out and out cruel. These people were doing these things to me. And looking at them from that higher perspective, I can see that they were actually being beneficial towards me. They were helping me to change, to evolve, to become who I am. And so what was wrong? Nothing. And so I no longer need to hang on to the negative emotions attached to those people or those situations. This gives me freedom. And it also brings more joy into my life. It's amazing how much time it consumes for us to hang on to those negative feelings, those negative thoughts, those negative beliefs. It's really time consuming. And when we let that go, our lives open up. They literally open up. And we have this freedom, these opportunities to do more, to be more, to have more. So think about that when you're thinking about whether or not you belong. What have you learned from these situations, from these people? What is it showing you about you? And remember that most of the things you believe are not actually true. beliefs are they giving you the opportunity to let go of? Maybe you can let go of the whole belief that you don't belong. Because anytime you've decided that you don't belong, it means that you've basically judged the situation or the people involved or both. If you go through your life walking that line of neutrality, you know, there is no good or bad, there's no right or wrong, there's no belonging or not belonging, you know, getting out of the polarity to that space in between where things are neutral. That's really where we get our freedom. Because once we judge something as good or bad, right or wrong, whatever, then we have to remember that we did. We have to remember what that judgment was. And we have to work really hard to make sure that we stay in that judgment. And some people do work really hard to make sure they stay in those judgments. I always find it so interesting that you meet someone who is obviously smart. You know, they're very intellectual. And they have all of this proof of everything they say. You know, this is right because I've read this book by this author, this book by this author, and all of the critics have said that these authors really knew what they were talking about, and they were on the leading edge as far as this issue. So I've had everything that I believe validated by the fact that it was written in these books by these people, and these people have been validated by all of these critics who have read their stuff and said, yes, this is right. Plus there's scientific proof to back up what these people have in these books so that they were validated by that as well. You can see that there's all of this validation of what I believe. But if you ask them, well, how do you feel about it? Most of them will tell you, feelings have nothing to do with it. Feelings are not important. You can't validate a feeling. You can't scientifically prove a feeling. So feelings have nothing to do with it. And these people are very safe in their little boxes. And then you encounter someone who doesn't live just from their intellect, who also comes from their heart, who will tell you that these authors have these opinions and it was interesting, but it doesn't mean anything. And it's your heart and your beliefs based on what your heart is telling you would really make a difference. And you have a whole different kind of conversation with that type of person. I sometimes have a difficult time having these intellectual conversations. I mean, I've read thousands of books, but I've never really, you know, made note of who said what in what book and in order to have the proof of whatever I was talking about. I don't prove anything. You can believe me or not believe me. That's totally your choice. I'm going to live my life according to what my heart is leading me to. Because that's the right thing for me. Now, how you choose to live your life is your decision. And I trust that whatever you decide will be whatever is the right thing for you. And if it's not, then you get the opportunity to change it. But that's your choice. That's your thing. But that has nothing to do with me. We are all looking for who we are and where we belong. And I've come to a deeper understanding of who I am. And also where I belong. And I am where I belong. Because no matter where I am, I'm where I belong. Conditions around me, around what's right and wrong and all of that kind of thing. I don't need to do that in order for my life to be happy, productive, wonderful, abundant, whatever it is that I desire it to be. So it's up to each and every one of us to make our own decisions about our lives, about what we experience, and about what we create. And the more you start feeling your feelings and being aware of those feelings and being open to what those feelings have to show you, the more you get in touch with yourself, with the truth of who you are, with the life that you have created, which brings you more freedom, which brings you more insight, which brings you more love. So it can be that simple or that complicated, depending on how it is you've decided to look at it. Because, again, it's your choice. So give yourself the freedom to be who you are. And if you find that you are not free to actually be yourself, and start letting go of those beliefs that hold you prisoner, beliefs that restrict who you are and what you get to experience in your life. And the more you let those beliefs go, the more open you are to your own truth. Everybody always knows truth. We just often don't look at it. We often push it away. We often choose not to see it. And you can talk to your angels, to your guides, whomever it is you talk to, and ask them, show me the truth in every situation. I want to see the truth. And then pay attention to what you see. And this may require that you change some of your beliefs. And if you're willing to do that, go ahead. And if you're not willing to do it, don't do it. But you'll find the truths will show you more and more and more and more and more that you need to do it. But whether or not you do it is your choice. And in the grand scheme of life, it doesn't really matter. You know, that's another one of those things about life that I always had issue with, you know, with God being this wonderful, loving, incredible being who gave us one and only one chance to come into life, to get everything perfect before we left. And what about the baby that, you know, lives for one day? How could they get everything perfect? Well, they're more likely actually to get everything perfect in only one day because they haven't gotten all that wonderful programming when they were kids. When I look at life, when I look at everything as being all of these opportunities to come into the physical, to do the things that you want to do, to learn the lessons that you want to learn, and you get to do it over and over and over and over, and there's no limit to how many times you can do it, that makes more sense to me. that makes more sense to my beliefs about God, which is that God is infinite. God is love. God is open. God is always sharing. Which means that I should have infinite opportunities to experience life, to learn the lessons that I need to understand in my own life. And those lessons are shared with everybody else because we're all connected, because we are all part of that infinite God. And so when I come from those beliefs, from that foundation, then all of the petty little beliefs don't fit. They just don't fit. Prove I'm a good person, I have to go to a particular church and be a particular religion, just does not fit. I'm only going to get one chance at life, and so I've got to get it right. That just doesn't fit. That I should hate these people because they're part of this religion, and this religion is wrong, and this religion is right. That doesn't fit. Because when you see the infinite time and the connection that each and every one of us has, that really means that you're equal to me. Everybody is equal to me. I'm equal to everybody. So if I'm out there doing something that is hurting somebody else, I'm also hurting me because we are connected. And so if I'm following my heart and I'm doing what's right from my heart, and I'm making the best possible choices from my heart, I'm benefiting everybody, just me. So we have these different levels of existence. And we live in a world that tends to say, okay, this physical level of existence that you are experiencing is all that you are. There isn't anything else. But from a higher perspective, you can see that there is more than just these bodies. You can see that there's so much more for us to experience, to learn from, to gain from. And when we encounter all of these beautiful people who have all of these incredible gifts, you know, whether it be the gift of being able to talk to animals. Well, how can anyone talk to animals unless there is some kind of a connection? Being able to get messages from plants, trees, hugging a tree, sitting on a boulder, asking it questions and actually getting answers. How is any of that possible unless we're all connected? And God is in everything, not just people, but everything. So then it's a matter of what level of existence is this thing or this person in? Because different people are in different levels of existence too. And you can see that when you interact with different people. You can see some people are really at a very low level of existence. They live a very small, contained life. And then there are those people who are out there letting their light shine, sharing who they are with the whole world. And that's a different level of existence. So maybe it's not the people would make you feel that you don't belong. Maybe it's the level. Maybe you're supposed to be at a higher level, and you're holding yourself back. Whereas if you were living fully on that level that you are meant to exist at in this lifetime, you would feel loved and accepted, because you would be loving and accepting yourself. Because no matter what it is, it always comes back to you, back to your beliefs about you, to your feelings about you. That's one of the things that I found really interesting in all of this infinity healing work that I've done. You know, and I've gone through and I've worked with people, and we've released all of this different stuff around all of these different issues. But basically, it always comes back to the person, to what they believe about themselves. So if you believe that you don't deserve, then you will be creating in your life experiences that show you that time after time after time. If you believe you're not worthy, then that's going to be a repeating pattern for you. If you believe that you are not lovable, that no one can love you, then you are going to be repeating those experiences over and over and over. And you will attract into your life the people that would help you to have the experiences that show you what you believe. Which is another reason why, you know, it's not that they've done anything wrong. They're just doing what you needed, what you needed to see, what you needed to experience, what would allow you to learn the lesson. So when you look at it from that higher perspective, and you can see that there really wasn't anybody to blame. There wasn't any need for blame or guilt or any of that stuff, because there wasn't anything wrong. So this is your life. These are your experiences. You are creating the experiences based on your beliefs. You look at the experiences that you've created and you decide that this isn't really how I want to create the rest of my life, then all you have to do is change the beliefs. Because it starts and ends with you. That's why so many of the different methods of creating change in your life, you know, you go on this trip and through the Amazon jungle for 6 weeks and get millions of bug bites, you will come out a different person. And some people go there and they do that, and they come out the same. Because nothing they believe was actually changed throughout that whole experience. Sometimes it makes their beliefs in what's wrong with them or life or whatever even stronger than they were before they went through the experience. That's why what works for one person will not necessarily work for another. Because it really does come down to each and every one of us and our individual beliefs about ourselves, about life, about everything. And if you aren't willing to look at your beliefs and take the steps to changing those beliefs, then you can't really expect your life to change. And I've known so many people who have decided, okay, the issue is where I live, and I am going to move. And they pack up and they move. And they seem to have the exact same issues in this new place, this place that was supposed to have all of the opportunities and all of the answers in their lives. And yet everything is the same. It's because you took your problems with you. They were in you. They were in your beliefs. They were in what you decide to create. And if you don't change those beliefs, then don't expect your life to change. So we're coming up on another new year. And for a lot of people, this is the time when they start making those resolutions, when they start deciding, okay, this year, I'm going to, and they make that list. This year, when you make that list, look at the things that you've written on there. And make another list of what you believe about those things that you've written. Really have an understanding of your beliefs that are creating these situations in your life. And instead of resolving to do these things to change, resolve to change your beliefs. And see what a huge difference that can make in your life. And it can be a huge, huge difference. These are your choices. This is your life. You're creating it all. Belief. Change your beliefs. Change your whole world. So if you ever have any questions for me, you can send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. And I'll be more than happy to answer them. And you can also check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there. Not just on Infinity Healing. Couldn't even remember the name of it. And there's other ways that you can start changing your life, start changing your beliefs, start creating a life that you can truly love and enjoy. I will be back on Friday with Janetta and maybe Elizabeth. I'm not sure. It may be me alone. I'm not sure. We'll see. I hope everybody has a wonderful week. And I will talk to you on Friday. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.